First of all, Gemach Shem Tov to everyone. I hope everyone had an enjoyable Rosh Hashanah. We'll have a meaningful fast the rest of today. It's on Gedalia. I want to talk about, hopefully, talking about food is not going to make people too hungry. But we'll begin today talking about the subject of Bsar Of Becholov, poultry, chicken, turkey, and so on, in milk. So our first point of departure is the Mishnah in Chun and Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. The first of the sources, the Mishnah there. So we see in the beginning of the Mishnah, the Mishnah says Besar Behema Tahora Becholov Behema Tahora. Right, if you have meat from a kosher animal with milk from a kosher animal, that's the basic iser of iser achila and also levasho v'aser bano. Of course, okay, that's the basic iser v'aser becholov is kosher meat with kosher milk. Then it says Besar Behema. You've seen this too. Besar Behema Tahora Becholov Behema Tmeya. Or Bisar Behema Tmeya Bechol Behema Torah Mutol Vashol Mutol Bahano. If you have meat from a kosher animal with milk from a non-kosher animal, or the other way around, meat from a non-kosher animal with milk from a kosher animal, also then it's Mutol Vashol Mutol Bahano. There's no, you can't eat it because it's trade meat or it's non-kosher milk, whichever it is. Okay, you can't eat it, but it's Mutol Vashol and Mutol Bahano. And that was, of course, the springboard for the discussion about Issa Chal Issa. It's on Rashi here in the second source, on Kufi Gun Alf, Muta Lavasha, Muta Bahanoa, the Ain Bo Mishum Bos of Cholov. Okay, Kadiyala Gemara. The Gemara assumes there's no Bos of Cholov. The Issa Bos of Cholov is not Chal on the Issa of Nevela or whatever the source of the payment Tameya is. Okay, that, again, the Mishnah that we mentioned, Nevela specifically, we discussed that at length. But by Behemoth Tameya, let's say it's a horse or pig or something, camel, other non-kosher mammals, so which produce milk, so their milk together with meat, or their meat together with their milk is a problem certainly to eat it, as Rashi says, b'achila mi also mishum isa tmeya. Obviously it's also to eat it, but there's no, it's mutab bishum mutab anah, because a non-kosher meat, non-kosher animals, there's no isa bishum anah, there's only isa achila. Okay, now it says the following, Rabbi Akiva Omer, this is what's really relevant to us, Rabbi Kiva Omer, Chaya ve'of eina min haTorah. Okay, Chaya, for our purpose today, we'll translate Chaya as a non-domesticated animal. Okay, Chaya, they are kosher non-domesticated animals. Okay, what exactly they are, you have to look there in Parshas Ray, different descriptions, Kol, Dishon, there was a giraffe included, the bison, other things like that, but we don't need to go into those details right now. Those are Chayas. Okay, there are non-kosher Chayas too, obviously, but there are kosher Chayas, so Chaya ve'of is Eina Min HaTorah. The Rekiva holds there's no Issa Doraisa Eina Min HaTorah. There's no Issa Doraisa with milk, meaning, okay, with milk. And Allah, there's no Issa Doraisa. Now that expression, Eina Min HaTorah, implies, but with Rabbanan, it is also, because otherwise he probably would have used the word Mutter. Now the fact that the Rekiva will see that, if you saw the Makara, some of the Rishonim are dying that way, since the Rekiva says, Chayva Of Eina Min HaTorah, implies, yeah, but with Rabbanan. Okay, so Bsar Of with cholov is also the rabbanon. It's not the raisa, okay? But it's ena min haTorah. Same thing with chaya. But mashu the rabbanon is also. Why? What's the reason behind it? Shenemar lo sevashol gedi b'chalev imo gimel pomim. Because we know already. It says in the Torah the phrase lo sevashol gedi b'chalev imo three times. One in mishpatim, one in kisisa, one in a, and each one excludes something else. Prat lechaya leof behemet tmeya. Okay, that's the word gedi, as Rashi says. Let's look at the Rashi in source two. Prat la'of v'chaya behemet tmeya. Gedi, prat la'of she'ena behema. The word gedi means an animal, okay? And a bird is not an animal. It's a different species, okay? Ena behema. Gedi, prat l'chaya she'ena behema as well. The difference between a chaya and a behema. Rashi says, afagav the chaya b'chal behema. Sometimes, for certain purposes, we do say chayin behem is the same, but also kroy yisera mafkia gedi below us mafkia gedi comma, okay, below us a behem tamea abu behem tor the lav gedi, okay, below us a behem tamea the third time, I'm sorry, achu put a comma, it says asher kroy yisera mafkia, okay, the pasuk knocks out in this particular case. Not, we don't say chayas b'chal behema, and therefore it's prat laof prat lachay and gedi below us a behem tamea. Aval behema tahora, the lav gedi. So now you ask the obvious question: if you're making all these drushes on the word gedi, so maybe taka means only gedi and not other kosher animals. You knocked out poultry, you knocked out chicken because it's not in the category of gedi; it's different species. You knocked out chayas because it's also not in the category of behemoth. You knocked out behemoth tamei because it's not similar to gedi, which is a behemoth Torah. So if you're being so specific, why not say gedi knocks out other kosher animals also? So Rashi says, "Oh, behemoth Torah, the lav gedi kedon kagon par baruch is rabbi mikoy." Remember, we had the Gemara has a whole bunch of limudim. It excludes this and includes that, and so the Gemara will deal with it. Okay, but again, for our purposes now, Chaya and Of, according to Bekiva, are excluded by the word Gedi, and therefore there's no Issa Doraisa to have them with milk. Okay, no Issa Doraisa. That is the Shita of Rabbi Akiva, because of Los Vash Gliba Chalimo three times. Rabbi Yosef Glili Omer, Rabbi Yosef Glili doesn't accept this. Rabbi Yosef Glili Omer, Nemar Lo Sochel Kol Nevela, okay, but Nemar Lo Savash Gliba Chalimo. Okay, the very same pasuk, I printed it for you in source 3. We've seen the pasuk a few times, but in Parshas Re'eh, Perek Yedal, Dvar, and Pasuk Chafala, the very same pasuk. That's different. In Mishpatim and Kisisa, it doesn't say this. Just both the Psukim and Mishpatim and Kisisa are identical. They begin Reishis, Bikurat Moshe, Tovi, Beisus, Malokecha, and then it says, Lo Savash Gliba Chalimimo. But the pasuk here in Re'eh is different. It begins with the expression, Lo Sokol Kol Nebelis, okay. Again, we've seen the pasuk many times. Right? Lo sochel kol nevela, like gerashu b'shrech dinel v'chala, o mochol l'nochri, ki am kodosh atol ha-shmokecha, and then lo sevash ha-gadi b'chalev imo. So Biosa Glili says, he says, well, the very same pasuk, which concludes lo sevash ha-gadi b'chalev imo, begins with lo sochel kol nevela. So Biosa Glili says, there's got to be some kind of relationship. So there's got to be relationships between these two phrases. So, getting back to the Mishnah, Rabbi Yosef Nemar Lo Sochel Kol Nevela, Nemar in the very same pasuk, Lo Sochel Kol Nevela, Mo Es She'Osu Mishum Nevela, any species which the Nevela will be Osir, so also Levashel B'Cholav. So that the Isser of Lo Sochel Kol Nevela, Mo, even though it says the word Gedi, but it refers back, if you will, to the opening phrase of the pasuk, Lo Sochel Kol Nevela, so any type of creature which is in a category, when it's dead, of a nevela, and is an issur to eat it out of the nevela, to that same creature applies the issur of basur chalav. And therefore, continues Rabbi Yosef Glili, oaf, she'asu mishum nevela, okay? So that would seem to include oaf. That certainly includes chaya. That would seem to include oaf also, right? Because oaf in the nevela is called something called nivelous oaf as well. So the Mishnah continues, Oaf, she'asu mishum nevela, yachol yehi asu levashu b'chalav, is that true by the two? It should be, according to the rule, but then he says, no, Talmud lomar b'chalev imo, yotza oaf she'ein lo chalev ein. Okay, oaf is excluded for a different reason, even though it's included under the nevela, but since the Torah has the expression, also ashalu b'chalev imo, it's only which type of nevela, which type of species that's mother produces milk. Birds don't produce milk. Okay, so it's not shayach to talk about lo sevash gedi b'chalev imo. Okay, birds don't produce milk, they lay eggs, right? So the lav lo sevash gedi b'chalev imo has got to apply to what type of creatures, okay? Ones that the mother produces milk. So oaf is excluded. However, chaya is included. And chaya is included on a doraisa level. Okay, Rabbi Kiva said, chaya v'oaf enam in haTorah, but yeh med rabbanon. Rabbi Yosef Glili is saying, no, chaya is doraisa. Chaya milk is doraisa because it's in the category of nevela. Alright? So, but Bisar Of, it's excluded entirely, implying even the Darbana. There's no issue at all. Okay? Because there's really an effect, it becomes like a double machlokas. In other words, Rabbi Yosef Glili argued with Kiva on both fronts. Rabbi Kiva says that Chaya and Of ain't a minat Torah, but they're Darbana. Rabbi Yosef Glili argues about Chaya and says, no, sir, Chaya is also Doraisa. Okay, and Of, he argues too, the other extreme. No, Of, not also Doraisa, it's not even also Rabbana. Rabbi Yosef Glili argues with Kiva on both levels. Okay, let's look at Rashi, and the last Rashi, Nemar lo socha nevela, Nemar, but also Pasuk Atzmo, lo socha nevela, Chalev imo, Demashmo, Kol, Shinoi, but Isin Nevela, Yeshbo, Mishum, Basu, Chalo. What about Of? So Of is excluded for a different reason because the concept of Chalev Imo is inapplicable by an Of. Okay? Now, just look, I printed it. Rashi in Parshas Rei, on that Pasuk, Perkadal, Pasuk Chafalav, also Rashi Gadi, Rashi says, there, he says, Shalosh Pomen, Prat Lechayel, Ophus, Abayim, Atrein, which is Joshua Bekiva. Rashi quotes the Joshua Bekiva. Rabbi Yosef Glili evidently doesn't have that Joshua, or he disagrees with that Joshua. In other words, Rashi and Chumash is alluding to the fact that we seem to accept the Joshua of Akiva, because the Akiva says, also Rashi Gadi, three times, Prat lechaya, chaya is excluded. Chaya is not also darbanan, also daraisa in cholam, and not ofos either, not behemet tamei either. That was a Akiva's drasha, okay. And that mishnah chul kufim gimel olive. All right. Now the Ramban over there in Re'eh, I just printed it because it's important to see it. The Ramban in Re'eh, you know, we're all used to thinking, what do you mean three times? Three times is echad lisa achila, echad lisa bishul, and echad lisa hanoa. Right. So first of all, it's interesting because that's not the mishnah. We had that was a Bishmal's Russia, that's the famous Rosh Rashi. Chumash quotes it both over there in Mishpatim and in Kisisa on the Pasuk of Sashu. Rashi says three times, Rashi doesn't quote it here. Here he quotes the Rosh of the Kiva. Okay? Why? Well, why did Rashi suddenly change his tune over here? So you could say, well, this is, you know, in Mishpatim, he's letting you know that it's going to appear two more times. So we have three different limudim from it. And in Parshas Kisisa, he says it's going to appear another time. In Parshas Re'eh, he doesn't have to say it's going to appear. This is the third time. So they say, oh, by the way, it's three times. We know Re'eh. And Rashi assumes by the time you get up to Re'eh, you remember what you learn in Mishpatim and Kisisa. So he doesn't have to repeat, well, it's three times. We know now it's three times. Okay, and he already told us. But he wants to include the other drasha, maybe, Lafuke, the Shita of Yosef Glili, because here, remember, Yosef Glili focused on the opening phrase of that very same pasuk, Osokul Komevela, okay, which includes Behemoth Tamel, conceivably, okay, except for other reasons, but include Chaya and include Ophos, except excluded for a different reason. You follow? So therefore, comes Rashi rather than prints that drasha with Ramban. Says it's not a steer. The Ramban there in Re'eh says, "Dibamas of the Tam, Pesuk Chafalav, because of Rashi Lo Sazu Chavimo Shlosha Pamin Prat Lechayel Ofer Beim Netmeya, the Midrash Hazeh Hotzio So Mimilas Gedi. This drasha, which Rashi didn't make up, it's in the Sifrei, it's in the Gemara, it's in the Mishnah we just saw, right? It's in Chul and Kufi Gimel, that Mishnah source one, drasha here, Mimilas Gedi. The drasha is from Gedi, right?" Each time, Gedi, that's how Rashi on the Mishnah spelled it out. Look back in the source too. Gedi Prat Lov, Gedi Prat Lachai, right? The drush is from Gedi. But, continues the Ramban, Aval Halav Atzmo, the overall love, that's Echad Lisa Achila, Echad Lisa Anov, Echad Lisa Bishon, and so on. The Chayin Kosa Rabbi said, Eva Mishpatim. Okay, he points out, Rashi said that, as I told you before. Look in the 6, Shmos Perk, we're going, Posuk. The pasuk down, but whatever pasuk it was, okay. Your dollar, I think. The Osulash Gadi v'Shlosh Mekom V'Sniyot from Torah Echelas Yechila Echelas Hanoh V'Echelas Bishul. So it's not. The Ramban is pointing out. First of all, it's not a steer in Rashi. The fact that here in Parshas Re'eh, okay, he quotes it because he's quoted the limud is from something else. The limud is the exclusion. Okay, the miyot is from the word Gadi. But as far as the overall Isser says, the Ramban, that's what we know. The Lav Isser, Lo Savasho, the Isser of Lo Savasho. So it's not a steer because both times, in each case, we're learning from a different, and there's no steer in the Limudim. It's not a question, how can you learn two different things? It's two different drushes. Okay, one is from the word Gedi, okay, and that's what Rashi is talking about over here, okay. And the overall drush of Lo Savasho implies three things, Bishul, Achila, and Hano. Okay? All right. Anyway, that's the Mishnah in Chulin. So we have a machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yosef Glili, and a very practical nafkamina with regards to Chaya. It's less of a practical nafkamina. It's only not machlokas whether it's the rice or the rabbanon. But as observant Jews, we observe the rice too, the rabbanon also. The only thing is, it could be a difference in terms of Isur of Bishul and Hanoah. Okay, so that's a practical difference, but a bigger practical difference is regard to Msar Oaf, which Rabbi Akiva holds is Asa Drabbanan, Hakoponim, and Rabbi Yosef Glili holds not Asa at all. There's no Issa. Okay, it's simply excluded Chalevi Mo, so that knocks out Oaf from the equation. So a little later in the Gemara Chulin on Kuf Tez Zayin on Aleph 7, the Gemara comments on that part of the Mishnah, and it says, Rabbi Yosef Glili Omer Nemar Lo Sochlu, etc. So Gemara asks, "My ika ben Rabbi Yosef Glili Rabbi Akiva? What are the practical differences between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yosef Glili?" So Ikir ben Ayav Chaya. One difference is Chaya. Rabbi Yosef Glili Sovar Chaya Do Raisa. Rabbi Kiva Sovar Chaya Do Rabban. I think we're just spelling out what we said, right? Anybody same? Another difference is Of Ikir ben Ayav. Rabbi Kiva Sovar Chaya Do Of Einan Minat Torah. But Hamid Rabbanan Asiri. Okay, Rabbi Yosef Glili Sovar Of Hamid Rabbanan Amilo Asir. Okay, exactly as we said. I mean, the Gemara spells it out. It's almost obvious without the Gemara, but okay, sometimes the Gemara spells out exactly how it works. And then it's something, Tanya Nami Hachi, okay? The Gemara brings a brisa, which indicates that there are certain times we have machlokas between Tanoim, and in the town where the one Tana was the Mar D'Asra, so they followed his shitas, even though it was rejected la halacha. In his town, he was the Mar D'Asra. So one of the famous examples, the first one, is the Belezer, okay? Rabbi Elezer. That's a Belezer. It says, "Bimkom Moshe Belezer, hayu korsin eitzim lasos pecham and lasos barzel." Okay, to sharpen the Belezer holds by bris mila. Okay, Rabbi Elezer holds by bris mila. That's our forever. We know that a mila. Rashi fills it in, but we know that a mila is docha Shabbos. The baby was born on the Shabbos, so the following Shabbos, the eighth day. So it says, "Vayom Hashmini Yimo Basar." Also, Hashmini even on Shabbos. So we do a bris. If the bris is shalom bizmano, the bris got postponed for whatever reason, the baby was ill or something happened, so then and then it turns out that it's okay on Shabbos, then we won't do it on Shabbos. If the baby got better and sufficient time elapsed and it would land up on Shabbos, then we wouldn't do the bris on Shabbos. But a bris, mila bizmano, is docha Shabbos. The mila itself is docha Shabbos. What about the machshire mila? What about things that are needed in advance of the mila? It's not directly, but it's not to sharpen the knife or the thing that the mole uses in the song, which is before the mila. So that's a famous machloket. It's a perek in Shabbos called perek Rebelezer de mila. Okay? And a perek Rebelezer de mila, Rebelezer is of the opinion that even machshire mila, even step or two removed from the actual act of mila, that's also docha Shabbos. And his opinion wasn't accepted. Okay? We can't violate. Can you, a practical case, again, without a name, can you carry the baby to shul? Right. Can you carry the baby to shul or wheel the baby in a stroller? It's a bris, a different story. But let's say you're in a community that doesn't have an Arab, the Arab is down or something like that. Can you wheel? Somebody this morning told me his son had a baby. Said bris will be next week. Right, Kippur bris. We had him on shul list. We had a bris in Kippur. So can you wheel the baby in a stroller? Yeah, if you have an Arab, so it's less than an issue. But without an Arab, so according to Beleza, that would be in the category of machshire mila, preparatory stages to the mila, whereas according to the Chacham, not. But this brisa records bimkomo shabelezer in the town where Abelezer was the posek, where he was the mardas in his town. Hayu korsin eitzin lasos pecham lasos barzel. They would do things to prepare the knife and so on machshire mila, because that's how you paskin. And we see elsewhere they weren't punished for it. They were the right thing. He was the mardas of that town. And more relevant to us, bimkomo shabiosan glili hayu ochlin psar of pechav. In the town of Yosef Lili was the posek in the Galil, somewhere we lived in the Galil. So they would eat chicken and psar of pechov, because he holds nothing wrong with it. Okay? And in the Gemara, they would eat it. Now later on, the halach was established not like him, so we don't do it. But in his town, well, he was the mardasra. So they followed his psak halacha, and he holds his no iser. And the Gemara tells the story. Levi iklo lebei Yosef Rishba. Levi once came to the home of Yosef Rishba. Rishba is some kind of a bird hunter, a bird trapper. Okay, I sulakame reisha the tivsa bechalva. Tivsa peacock. Okay, they brought the meat, the chicken. It wasn't chicken; it was peacock. It was poultry. Okay, the head of a peacock in milk. Okay, velo amalolo midi, and Levi didn't respond. Didn't challenge him. Inside. It looks like he didn't eat it. Okay, wouldn't eat it, but that's the Gemara elsewhere. This Gemara in parallel is brought in Shabbos. The parakol as the meal is brought also. So there it says that he didn't eat it, but he didn't rebuke them or anything. He also came to Rebbe when he ran into Rebbe later on and told him the story. Amaleh, Milo Tashmitina, why didn't you, put them in chair or, yell at them? What are they doing? So Amaleh, Asim Hirub Mesera, Hava Vamina Darsha, Kabiyusa Glia, Dama Yatza Of, Shenel Chalavain. Okay, this town of Hirub Mesera was a Rav, and I assume that he held like Kabiyusa Glili. He was in agreement, Kabiyusa Glili, that Of, Shenel Chalavain, the Pasuk says only. And birds, the concept of milk, the mother's milk doesn't apply by birds, so therefore he held like Rabbi Yosef. Therefore, I didn't say anything. I didn't eat it myself because I don't come from there. I was a guest. But the people who live there are allowed to follow that. Okay. Anyway, let's look at Rashi now. That was the drush of Yosagli, right? Anything which falls into the category of the veiler, whether it's behemoth or chaya, falls in the category of the veiler, therefore it's also milk. And oaf, even though it falls in the category of the veiler, it's an exception, there's no chalavim. And it's an oaf, ikamanar, kiva, the parish, and the Torah, mashma, other bun, and yeshlo. Again, Rabbi Akiva, I want to stress, doesn't spell out. Look back at the Mishnah, source one on the second line there, Mishnah Kufi Gimel. Rekiva Omer Chayvav Einam Min HaTorah. Rekiva doesn't punch out that it's Hosod Rabbanon. But that's clearly the Diyuk, okay? That Oaf, Ikevanah, Rekiva, the Parish, the Einam Min HaTorah, Mashma Havad Rabbanon Yeshlo. We also say, Glili, Do Parish HaLayel, it's just Charlotte Gamri. He allows it even to Rabbanon, as we see from the story that he lived in his town. Tanya Namihochi, on the top of the next page, when Yosef Glili, I feel you start bonnet less than both. How do I know that Yosef Glili doesn't hold this even an Easter bonnet? Because in his town, they used to do it. Just like Belezer, he say, Machshire mitzvah dochnes a Shabbos. The mitzvah dochnes a Shabbos, if he ain't lo Ismail, the mula be Shabbos, if then Ismail is the knife that the mole uses, right? So he doesn't have it. You know, they're allowed to do what they have to do to make some kind of sharpen it to make it the Ismail. Rishpa was a Tzayad Ophos. He was a bird hunter, okay? And Tavsa is Puon, which is a peacock. Okay, anyway, that's the Gemara. So, you look at the Rishonim, there seem to be two shitas here regarding poultry. Okay, two shitas regarding Bzar Of. Either, Rabbi Kiva, it's Mutter Doraisa, but also Drabonim, or Yosaglili, that it's Mutter and Gans, Mutter even Drabonim, they never made it there. Okay, that's where we are so far. That's how the Rashba, in the very beginning of Bayis Gimel, of Shar Dalet of Bayis Gimel, the Torah of Bayis Archa, printed at 9. He begins by outlining what he's going to do in this section. Okay, Tchila Var, Eze Bosra, Eze Cholva, Surin Zeb, 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 Torah, Eze Surin Divayim. I'm coming to spell out all the dinim and so on and so forth. So he begins in the second paragraph there after he gives a little introduction. He writes, Eze Bosra, Eze Cholva, Surin Zeb, 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 Torah. Shoninu kol abosar b'sar behemat Torah b'chol behemat Torah asu levasher asu ano b'sar behemat Torah b'chol behemat tmeo b'sar tmeo b'chol behemat Torah mutar levasher mutar ano. Rabbi Akiva is our Mishnah, right? Rabbi Akiva Omer Chayav Ov enemin Torah shenemar lo sash b'chol behemot shalosh pamim. Again, it spells out the whole Mishnah. And he also agreed and disagrees. It's whoever is under nevela, and even Ov should be also. But Talmud Torah b'chol behemot. So look now at the last three lines. B'chayav Ov the kol Akiva enemin Torah. Dafka Kamar Enam and a Torah, I'm a Durbanan Asiri. Rashba is telling us that Diuk is correct. Rashba says that which Rabbi Akiva says, Enam and a Torah, okay, he means Dafka Enam and a Torah. It's not Asim and a Torah, I'm a Durbanan Asiri. And that's the Gemara later. That's the Gemara later in Kufta Zayin, that Ikebenai Chayim, Rabbi Sagli, so the Rai, so Rabbi Akiva, so the Rabbanan. And we always say, "Ma'of nami kibenai." We keep it sober. Chayv of enemy duraisa. Hove duabonon asiri. And we also say, "Ma'of afilu duan lo osu." That's the that is the limud of the Rashba. Also, in source 10, I printed Ben Yonos on some mesichtas. They print the Ben Yonos on the back on the roof. That's Ben Yonos on Milunil. Okay, so we have his. There's a separate volume I have at home. I think it's on 21 mesichtas. Rabbi Ben Yonason, in some places it's printed by the Rif, so it's Kufiyud Gimel Aleph here. He quotes again Rabbi Akiva Omer, etc., and he quotes the Gemara and spells out the whole thing. And again, Rabbi Akiva says Ein Asur Min HaTorah Darbanan, because he says Gedi is Dafka and not Chaya. And Rabbi Yosef Glili says Kol Nevela Chaya Min HaTorah. You know, even Chaya Min HaTorah is also. And the other difference is in regards to birds. According to Rabbi Akiva, it's not Min HaTorah, but with Darbanan it's also. According to him, Rabbi Yosef Glili said, it's not even us with Rabbanan. At the very end, he says, we don't pass Rabbi Yosef Glili. In his town, they pass that way. He was the chief rabbi. He was the posek of the town, so they followed him. Okay, so again, sounds like there are two deities of Akiva and Rabbi Yosef Glili. However, we turn now to source 11 and take a look in Tosus on that Dafin Chul and Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Balav. B'sar Behemot Torah B'chol Behemot Torah. Okay? Right? Says Tosus, Hu hadin b'sar of l'rabbanon da'asim in HaTorah. Tosus medayik. Look at the opening words in the Mishnah. On Kuf Yud Gimel Aleph. B'sar behemot Torah b'chol behemot Torah. Asa l'vashem v'asa b'hanah. Says Tosus. And so too, of tahara in kosher milk. So too of hu adin nami, or hu adin bisar of, according to these rabbanon, asum in hatara. Oh, we didn't see that sheet in the Mishnah. But Tosa says it's an implied shita. The dafka Rabbi Akiva who the Omar Chayva of Einan min HaTorah. Okay? Dafka Rabbi Akiva. All right? Because I think the diak runs as follows. Look back in the Mishnah. Right? It says, Bsar behem Torah b'chalav behem Torah also vashos manah. Bsar behem Torah b'chalav behem tmei. Bsar behem tmei b'chalav behem Torah mutal vash mutal b'ano. Right? The distinction. Now Rabbi Akiva suddenly pipes up and introduces Chayva of Einam in HaTorah. Man dechar shmei. Who was talking about that? Right? What's the flow? Now it's not an earth-shattering point. Okay. I mean, okay, we're on to the next subject. But the way Tosis Medayik, Rabbi Akiva was commenting as if to tell you, don't make a diyuk. Don't say that Chayva of Tahora also min HaTorah. Don't say that. That's Rabbi Akiva is going on something. Okay. Rabbi Akiva is saying, don't think Chayva Of is like that diak. Don't make that diak. And when he says, don't make that diak, says Tosi, the assumption is what? Somebody did make that diak. There's another shita. Okay, there's a mysterious shita, an invisible phantom shita. Okay, there's a phantom in the Mishnah. Okay, the phantom shita is that, you know, that suddenly there's also an opinion that Bisar Of is Taka Osami Daraisa. That's what he says. Who's this phantom shita? Tanakama, Rabbanon, unnamed. Okay? That's a Tosa Diak, 11. Who adin, Bisar of Rabbanon, Dos Minotaur, the Dafka, Bekiva, who domar Chayva of Enaminotaur. Benafka, Lamidosha Kamana, Esha Osman Shunavela, Osman of Osha Machalab. And what's his mucker? Okay, the mucker of Rabbi Yosef Lili. The link between Los Vashiyodi and Nevela. Anything which is Nevela is also Daraisa. They don't accept the Biyos. And Rabbi Yosef Lili says, no, I don't go as far as you guys do because of my Chalev Eim issue. They're not interested in the Chalev Eim issue. Okay? So now suddenly there's a third sheet of Bsar Of. The Bsar Of is also Midaraisa. And Nevela includes Of. And the Gedi, you know, he says, Chalev Eimo, that he's not interested in that drasha. So now suddenly, we have three shitas about the status of Bsar Of B'chol. There's Rabbi Akiva who says it's also the Rabbanon. There's Rabbi Yosef Lili who says it's Mutter completely. And there's this phantom shita, okay, the Chachamim, the Rabbanon, the Tanakam will hold it's also the Raisa. Okay? So you understand? That's the Tosas. And the Rosh, and his Tosas Rosh, agrees. Tosas Rosh, they're in Chulon, same Daf Kuf Yud Gimel, Al Dim Askum Bsar B'Em Torah. Behu adin chayva of asal arbanah min haTorah. The dafka Rabbi Akiva who the amar chayva of einan min haTorah. And Rabbi Yosef Lili of and afkam in dvarat Hashino as asam mishum nevela asal avash mecholam. This spells out what I just told you. Okay, it's like Rabbi Yosef Lili says. Rabbi Yosef Lili says of was an exception because of chalei mimo, but they accept the drasha without that piece. But they just said it's nevela. Anything with nevela is asar levasho mecholam. Now, Tosa Rosh is an interesting kasha. He says, Vakoshali, my boy the Gemara, I didn't print this part anymore, we had it already. At the beginning of the Gemara in that mission, Chulin Kufi Gimel Aleph, my boy Gemara, Menohani Mili. The Gemara had asked, how do you know, Menohani Mili, Bsar Behemet Tahora? Okay? That's what the Gemara had asked. Right, that was the Gemara. Remember, we had that Gemara. My Menohani Mili, okay? So I have all these drushes. According to Tosa Rosh, one second. Once you have this connection between Los Vashikubi Chalibo and the beginning of the Pasuk, the very same Pasuk in Parshrei of Losoka Kalavela, that anything which is in the category of Nevela, so what do you mean, Hani Mili? We don't need it. It's already, all right? Once this phantom sheet of the Rabbanan accepted the Drusha of Nevela, what is it going to ask for Hani Mili? Our way, that was just Rabbi Yosef Lili's drasha, so they were asked, Menohani Mili, by Bisara, Behemoth, you know, and so on. But what's the Menohani Mili? Kevon, look in the language of the Rosh. Kevon, the Af Chayva of Nafkalum, Losoka Kolavela. Okay, everything, all things. So, you know, what do you, the Gemara's Menohani Mili was, how do you know, let's go back a step. What was the Menohani Mili in the Gemara? How do you know that it's not just Gedi, it's the Para and Racha and other kosher animals, right? That was the Marani Mili. So I learned it out, that since it doesn't say Gedi, Izim, whatever, but we did this, no? Okay, well, you can look it up. Take a look. I'm going over to my base. Okay? The more it's Marani Mili, how do you know it's not just Gedi? Okay? So they learned it out. Fine. How do you know that even other other kosher animals besides Gedi is included? They gave it to her. But the Rosh is asking, what do you need that drusha for? Not only is Gedi included, but anything which is subject to Nevela. So what do you mean? I'm sorry, not only is Para and Rachel included, but anything which is subject to Nevela is included. So what's the Manana Mili? Right? Once you have this connection, which we're saying is not just a Drosh of Yosagli, we're saying now there's this unnamed Shita, this Shita that snuck in to the Mishnah, that Nevela, anything which is labeled Nevela, is also B'cholav. So it includes even chayva olf. So vada's going to include kosher animals. What's the menorah mili? You understand the Rosh's kasha? It's a side point, but it's a good kasha. So he says. Venira li the ilav drabbinan par rochel avidashin hakesh. I mean, exeris hakosu with dafka. No, it's the drusha. Once you include par of rochel, other animals besides gedi. Other kosher animals besides Gedi, so that is what opens the door. You need both drushes. That's what opens the door to say, once you say that, it's anything with Nevela. Anything which is even called Nevela, including Oath and Chai and so on. You follow? But if you didn't have that, then I would have argued that maybe Gedi, it's Exeris HaKosu. Why only Gedi? I don't know. Only Gedi. Right? It's Exeris HaKosu. Gedi Dafka. Now that we are marbet from the word Gedi, other behemoth tahara, so now you can be marba chai and off also from the Vela connection. That's how the Rosh answers. You need the both Rosh. Okay? So that's the that's Tosa Rosh. All right. In any event, what we now have, though, according to both Tosas and the Rosh, something which the Rosh bore and Ibn Asar Rishon didn't say. There's a third Shita. The simple reading of the Mishnah is Machlok is Mekilah Sagli. Now we have a third Shita. So you look at the Rosh there in Chulin, Perek Chesim and Nun Aleph 13. Okay, on this Mishnah, it quotes the whole Mishnah. Okay, we don't have to read the whole quote. Okay, on the next page, on top of the line, this is the Rosh and Chulin, Perek Chesim and Nun Aleph. Umashahevi Rav Alphas, the Rabbi Akiva, the Rif brought only, I should have printed it, but if you can look it up, the Rif brought only the sheet of the Akiva. The Lo Hevi the Rabbi Yosagli didn't even bring the sheet of the Rabbi Yosagli. The Rif says that Psar Oph and Chaya is Osir, is Mutter Daraisa, but Osir Darpana. Didn't even quote Rabbi Yosagli. Mishum Shapose, Kalocha, Rabbi Akiva. Obviously, the Rif Paskins like Rabbi Akiva. As we know, the Rif doesn't bring everything. The Rif just synopsizes and brings what's the halacha. So he doesn't quote the whole machlok, he just quotes the Shita of Akiva, because that's how he paskins, that Psar Of and Psar Chaya is mutar midoraisa, but also midorabonim. Now, the Rosh is medayik. Obviously, the Rif did not agree that there's a third Shita here. Why? Like Tosa says, okay, if you're telling me there's another Shita that argues with the Kiva as well and holds that what? That Psar Ofs Doraisa, also Doraisa, the Rif would not have passed on Akiva. Why? Because Hakaimalon, the famous rule, Halacha Karabi Akiva Mechaveiro. But the machlokas of Akiva against one other Tanui pass like Akiva, but not mechave rov. That one is argued with multiple people. So halacha ka Akiva mechave rov, the low can I get rabbit? Okay. In other words, the Rosh is saying, if indeed the Rif would have agreed with Tosas, there is in fact this third shita. Okay, and Tosas called it, and the Rosh himself, and the Tosas Rosh called it a shita derabbanan. If there was a Shita Derabbanan, if there were such a Shita, the Rif would not have passed on Rabbi Akiva. You can only pass on Rabbi Akiva, Halacha Rabbi Akiva Mechavero. When it's a Machok, it's Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel, let's say, whatever, Rabbi Akiva or Rabbi Akiva of Tafran, Rabbi Akiva in one person, then we pass on Rabbi Akiva. But if he's Negat Rabbin, we don't pass on Rabbi Akiva. So the mere fact, says the Rosh, that the Rif passed on Rabbi Akiva, in this instance, indicates that he did not believe that there's a Shita Rabbanan, a Shita Sarabbanan, that Psar Of is also the right. So you follow the Digger Rosh? Okay? So he says, Elavada, it's your little pligi. Okay, there's no machlok, there's no extra shita. Ela Tanakama Omar, how do you read the Mishnah? Tanakama Omar Shanog Behemot Torah Dafka Velotaya. And the Rekiva first, Mechan is Matu, Chayim Of Behemot Tameya. The Rekiva is really coming to modify. Look back at the Mishnah. See the words inside. Okay, Rabbi Akiva is not coming to it. It's what I said before is true. Rabbi Akiva is flowing out of a comment, but not out of a comment that disagrees. Okay, as again, we ask Rabbi Akiva Omar Chayim Of Enamina Torah. Who brought that up? Okay, so that's what the Tosis I suggested meant. There's Taka hidden sheet in there, and that's what Rabbi Akiva is arguing with. But the way the Rush spells it out here is no, he's not introducing someone to argue with. He's meforish. He's explaining the Tanakama. Tanakama said only b'sar Torah, cholav Torah, but b'sar Tameya, b'cholav Tameya, or b'cholav Torah, or b'sar Torah, b'cholav Tameya is not, and that all that is included in Rabbi Akiva's drasha. Let's remember. Look at the words in the second line of the Mishnah, in the as printed here. Rabbi Akiva Omer, chayv of ena min haTorah, shener malos shlashi gadiba chayv of gimel ponim prat l'chaya ula of and. The Rekiva is just giving you the mucker for what the Chachamim said in the first part. It's not going to argue. So Mamele talks about Chayv Of. Why? Because it's part of the same drasha. But really, Rabbi Akiva was coming to tell you what the source of the previous line, the Tanakama, the Rabbanan, whoever they say that Bisar Behemot Torah B'cholav Tameh, or Bisar Tameh B'cholav Torah, is not a problem of Bas B'cholav. Why not? So Rabbi Akiva says, I'll tell you why, because that's the drasha. D is Prat. Three times. One of them is Prat, the Behemoth Tameya. Incidentally, he mentions as well Chai and Oaf, because it's part of the same drasha. And then Rabbi Akiva says, Glee pops up and argues about Chai and Oaf. Fine. Okay, but Lamai says that's what the Rosh is, you hear what the Rosh is saying. He's saying, if we're coming here, Rabbi Akiva is something just coming from the Mefarish, right? Look at the last couple lines there of that Rosh. Elevada de lo pligi, elatana kama. Omar Shinog Behemoth Tameir Dafka Behemoth Torah Dafka Tameir. Give him a first Mehecha Nismatu Chayav Of Behemoth Tameir. But there's no shita that Of is also not Torah in Chol. So says the Rush explaining the Rif. So it's a Machlokas, and that we said before was a simple reading of the sugya, and that was the Rosh Bo's understanding of Rabbi Cohen, Rabbi understanding as well. The Prima Gadim in 14. The Prima Gadim and the Rosh Yosef there in Chulin Kuf Yud Gimel and Aleph says as follows. He just has a grammatical or a stylistic comment. He says the language in the Mishnah is a Bekiva Omer. Right, that's what we have. Notice when sometimes you have Tanaim and Amaram quoted. Sometimes it will say Omer Rabbi Akiva with the verb before the name, and sometimes they Bekiva Omer or Bekiva Omer. The verb is afterwards. So the Prima Gadim points out that when it says Rabbi Akiva Omer, or it doesn't matter, Rabbi Akiva, whoever it is, says when the name is before the verb, that's usually Lashon Plugta. He's coming to disagree with one mentioned before. Whereas if it says the other way, okay, Omer Rabbi Akiva, or Omer Rabbi Elazar, whoever it may be, where the verb of Omer comes first, then it's not a machlokes. So the Prima Gadim simply points out there in the Rosh Yosef on this Daf Kufi Gimel Aleph and Chulin, Akiva Omer Chayv Ovan Amitarshin Amram, he did not cut Lashon Plugta, since the Mishnah presented Rabbi Akiva Shita in a language that implies a machlokes, below Nakit Omer Rabbi Akiva, said Rabbi Akiva Omer, not Omer Rabbi Akiva. That's Lashon Plugta. Shma Mino de la Fluga Tarakama also. He's saying that leads Tosus and the Rush and other Rishonim to say there is some phantom earlier Shita mentioned. It's not spelled out. Okay? Ukumosh Gosu Tosus. The Tarakama Chayv Of Hamina Torah. Okay, that's the Diyuk. The Diyuk says the Prima Gadim is from the presentation of the Shita of Akiva, which implies that there was an earlier Shita with which he's arguing, not the way the Rosh wanted to say in explaining the Rif that he was just Mefarish. Okay? And therefore, now concludes the Prima Gadim here, according to this view, Vishalosh Machlokos Badaber. It's a three-way Machlokos. Tanakama, the Tanakama Kula Minat Torah. According to Tanakama, everything is also in milk in the Torah, anything which green available. The Rekiva Chayva Of Enam in the Torah. Rekiva says Chayva Of are not in the Torah, but are in the Rabbanon. The Rebiosi Chayva in the Torah, but Of Enam in the Torah at all, but fill the Rabbanon Lekha. Kedamasi Kaman, the Hedrim, Kaman, Shosa Glida, Hay Oakland, Bazar Of Bechala. Okay? So that's the Tosas. And the Prima Gadim says the Diak is from there, for the order of the words. Okay? Now, he does acknowledge Avarosh Zal. ushar poskim savad keep him forish divrei talakama. The low polygolay. The af shama beloshim pluta. He has to. The Rosh and everybody else that we saw says there's no machlok because only our two shitas here, and the Rebbe Akiva is simply coming to explain where the Chacham got there, and there's no such phantom shita. He says, no. He says, even though I said Lashon Pluk, he tells you, look at Tosfos Yontif. And anyway, we'll get to that in a second. But Mishum Ahachi, Pasku, Rabbi Akiva, since it was only a Machlokas, Rabbi Akiva, the Rosh, the Riff, other Rishon Harn, sorry, not the Rosh, but the Rosh himself, and the Prima Gadol quotes the Rosh. The Rosh was saying that in the Riff, not on his own. You know what I'm saying? He says, the Rosh says he's only Mefarish, but the Rosh wasn't that saying that on his own. He was saying that in the name of the Riff. And in the Tosa Rosh, which the Prima Gadol may not have had, okay, he seems to agree with Tosas. But anyway, whatever it is, the Prima Gadol is saying, I, it's Lashon Pluto, Omer Rekiva, Omer rather, not Omer Rekiva. He tells you, look at the Tosa Shantar, but the practical outcome is, if you assume that it's just as Rekiva and Yosef Galili, so then we can pass Omer Rekiva, Allah Rekiva, Mechaveiro. We passed them, the Rabbanon. I printed the Tosfos Yontif in Chulin, Parakhes Mishnah Zayin, as the Rosh told the Rosh Yosef, we always have to look at. On this Mishnah, he says, well, he says openly, Rabbi Kiva ain't a cholik, ele mefarish, and ibe tanakama, kain hochiach harosh me'arif, she'eva Rabbi Kiva lo debi yosef glili. I, behod de tanan, Rabbi Kiva omer, b'losh and pluta, kvar her esi kayotza b'em, Mishnah vav, paragim lo debikur. Interested in this stylistic issue, take a look at the Tosfos Yontif. Point out there are yotzim and aklal. Usually, the klal of the Prima Gadol is right. That when it says the Rekiva Omer, that's Loshon Pluka. But the Tosfos Yontif says, don't get excited. It's a couple of exceptions to that principle. Okay, it's not an ironclad or it's not a principle that doesn't have exceptions. Okay, yeah, you with me so far? All right. So anyway, but this is a significant machlokes we've shown it. I do want to point out, okay, I found in the Mechilta, okay, the Mechilta on there in Mishpatim, on the very first time, Lo Sabashim Lechaim appears, okay. So the Omer Shmuel Omer, okay, this is in the Mechilta Shmuel Parsha Mishpatim. It's called Nesit of the Kaspa Parsha Chol, okay. It says there Lo Sabashim Lechaim Omer Shmuel Omer Neima Nevar Gimel Mekomos. So why three times? So a different interpretation of why three times. But look at the very end. It's the only one that's really relevant to us today. Rabbi Yoshia Omer, Mipnei ma nem Rabbi Shosha Mekomos, Achas lebehema, ve'achas lechaya, ve'achas le'of. So that shita, which I called in our Mishnah a phantom shita, it does appear in the halachic world. Okay, it does appear in the Mechilta. Mechilta is Medrash Halacha, right? So there is such a Shita on earth. Okay, whether it's in our Mishnah or not, so that's that's a question. So different Rishonim learn differently, but we should just be aware. That's a point out of the Mechilta. Rabbi Yoshia does hold like that. Okay, so the Mechilta, there is such a Shita that what the Psar Cholov, the Psar Of Cholov is also the Raisa. Okay, so there is such a Shita. Yeah. So, again, you could argue that maybe Tosa says it's implied in our Mishnah, which he was arguing, and the Rif says not that way. We argue that's in terms of the Mishnah, but we can't deny the fact that there is such a Shita in the world. However, I would just add, it's just from Yoshia. It's not a Tanakama or a Rabbana. Okay, so therefore it's still Shayach to Pasek and Rekiva, right? Because it's Rabbi Kiva argues with Yosef Galili on one side, but it's not the same argument. Rabbi Yosef is not agreeing with Yosef Galili, right? So it seems to me you can still say Allah Rabbi Kiva Mechavero, because if Yosef holds Psar Of is Doraisa, Rabbi Milk is Doraisa, Rabbi Kiva says it's not Doraisa, it's only Darabana, all right? Rabbi Yosef Galili says it's not even Darabana, but that's a different sheet altogether. So he's arguing Rabbi Kiva from a different angle. In terms of this Machlokes, so it seems to me you could still say the halacha is like a Akiva, because the way we had it, the Tosfos and the Medayik, it's Rabbanim, this amorphous, unnamed Rabbanim, but it sounds like that's a majority. That was the Rosh's whole diik from the Riff. The Riff must not hold that way, because otherwise he wouldn't have passed like a Akiva. That's assuming that this Rabbanim has multiple opinions, not just one, I'm saying. Where, but in the Mechilta, it appears in the name of one person, of Yoshia. Okay. Anyway, but we just know there is such a shita in the world. Now, among the Rishonim who hold, so the question is, I mean, look, we've all grown up assuming or knowing a little bit that the poultry is darabon, right? I mean, we're used to that. That's not news today. Okay, we're used to, that's a rekiva. So it's a little difficult, especially you don't want to learn like I just said. You want to learn that, no, Rabbi Yoshia is not a das yachid. Maybe the fact that there are two people arguing rekiva, even though they're learning at different angles, it's still considered chaver. We shouldn't pass in the lemaisa. We know that we do pass in rekiva. I mean, that's known, right? We do paskin, that's also the rabbanon. Even though in the town of Yosef Glili, they followed him. Okay, he was the rabbi. But other than that, we don't follow Yosef Glili. That's like we don't follow Belezer in terms of Machshir and Mila. And his town, well, he was the rabbi. They followed him. But the problem is that let's assume that there is this other sheet. And again, it does exist. Okay? Assume there is this other sheet. That's why Taka do we pass in like a Bekiva. Especially if you hold there is a sheet to draw bun on. In other words, Tosaf didn't deal with it. Tosaf just said, I look back on the Tosaf on Kufi Gimel Aleph, right? Who are dim so a bun on the Osman of Torah? Joseph Akiva says it. Yeah, but then the hidden question is, so what? So why do we pass that Akiva?
If Tosaf passed
the say it again?
Maybe
Tosaf passed the Rabbah. That's also the
right, sir. That's also
the
right.
Yeah, but okay, but in the world, let's say, you're right, maybe Tosaf did. But again, it's a little schwer. I mean, we assume, everyone assumes. You're right, maybe it's not a kash, you're right, it's not a kash on Tosfos, I'm not saying that. But I'm just saying, if you assume, like that was the Rosh Hashanah, right? If you assume that sheet exists, he said the Rif assumed that sheet didn't exist, because otherwise you wouldn't have paskin that way. He didn't say, well, maybe just paskins. Well, he doesn't, I mean, we know how the Rif paskins. So the question is that Diyah correct? Does everybody who, I guess I'll phrase it this way, does everybody who paskin like Rekiva have to believe that there's no such extra shita, no phantom shita? So you look in the Rashba and the Chiddush and Kul and Kufi, you know what I'm saying? And again, that's what we all know it's our bottom, right? So the Rashba and the Chiddush there in Kul and Kufi Gimel Aleph, the Masav Kiva Omer, he says, Parishu the Gemara, right? The time the Bekimish of the Kosara, Isser Chal, Isser, okay, we spoke about that issue, okay, ready? He says, Upasku HaGaonim, the second line, Zal, I don't think he means only the Gaonim, you know, the category of history of the Gonim. A Pasuk Gonim could be Kiva, the Chayav Ov Enam in the Torah. Okay? The Chayav Ov Enam in the Torah. It's Rabbanon only, that could be Kiva. The Kashalach, he asked a few possible Kashas. Okay? I don't want to go into all the now that it was Duke and the Gemara, we'd see it, it's not important right now. But the second line is the Ode, the Homashma with the Kanakama Loma Mad Elatemea of a Chayav Ov Lo. The Rashba seems also to subscribe to this idea that there is a Tanakama in our Mishnah, the phantom, the mysterious Tanakama in our Mishnah. Okay, the Rashba seems to agree with that, right? The Tanakama lo memayit el treav v'chayv of lo. There's various kashas, all right. So he says, basically, he says we assume that even if there is another shita, but it's not explicit. That's the language. Lo shamin al arbonim behedid apliyale, elav yosei glili. The only one who openly is identified in the mission as disagreeing with Rekiva is the yosei glili, and therefore we can say Rabbi Alachon Kar Rekiva may chave ro. Even though there's another shita, but it's not mefurish, so to speak. Now again, the Mechilta does have that shita mefurish, and Rabbi Yosha, we can go back to the answer before. It's not a multiple opinion. Okay. So that is that's the Rashba. The Rashba fundamentally agrees that there is another Shita, but because it's not Mefurish, we can still pass in a Rabbi Akiva. All right? The Rambam in the Parish HaMishnah, there in Chulim, Parak Ches, the Mishnah Dalim, Rabbi Akiva Sover, Shechayv Of, Osul Achim Chalav Darbonon, right? Rabbi Akiva holds that the Chayin Of is Osul to the milk of Darbonon, but Mutul of Ashon, which are also our custom el bisho behematora bechala behematora, and Rabbi Yisrael said, "Glidi sober shem star chaya also lebashu bechala benatora benatora." Kamosh shemar mitvarav and after oath mutu bechala filu dabanan, which ain't no sober like zeruzu, but halacha kerbi kiva. Notice that in the Perush HaMishnah, the Rambam also does not bring in any third shita, anybody holding that Bsar Of is, or Bsar Of and Chaya are Doraisa. Okay? I turn the page, look at the Meiri. The Meiri has, on our daf, the full Kufij Olav, a good summary of everything. So let's read through it quickly. 19. Amar Meiri. Bsar Behem Torah, in some possession. Ikar Isser Basar B'chalav Amar Torah, who shall Bsar Behem Torah, B'chalav Behem Torah. Afa Pi Shalom Torah, like D, Afil Par Barucha, B'chol Behem Torah B'mashma. B'chol Shukazeh Asa Levashlo, U'pir Bishop, excuse me, okay, now, what about Psar Behemoth Tmeah Bechol Behemoth Torah? Or Psar Tor Bechol of Tmeah? And kosher came Psar Tmeah Bechol of Tmeah. I mean, not kosher milk, but not kosher meat, right? But those are also to eat, of course, but Mutal of Asma Tabarna. Okay. And at the side point, we discussed this too. He said, for a guy, I know, you ought to cook his own. Now, Omar Akiva, Chayvov and Matar, Klomar. Af Alpi Shinisra, this is a good summary that Miri gives. I thought it was very clear. Af Alpi Shinisra, Buma Milas Gedi, Af Me'eno Shigedi, Eno Gedi, Masha Eno Gedi. Even though the word gedi includes not dafka gedi, but other things we like gedi, we call makom the nisrava el mino. Who kol shebin min behema? Okay, that's what mino meaning. It's in a biological classification or the halakhic classification of behema. However, right, who kol shebin min behema? A chayva of afatahore kosher. Eino midibrei Torah or midibrei sofer. Holds, it comes to argue the Bekiva on two fronts. Yachal kimo b'chaya, right? Because according to Bekiva, ain't it so that we're sofer? Last we all see afi asum in a Torah kibehema, and it's in yachal shiachal b'both. Who should that's the Bekiva? Oser miyam divi sofer. Last we all see ain't boi sekal. Now, he does say, "V'yesh poskim b'chaya sh'afiyah sumin haTorah v'ainiv emniri." Come back to that later. All right, there was such a shita. But anyway, bottom line is, v'pasim b'kiva. Notice that the Miri also, okay, does not say in the Mishnah that there is this third shita. So let's turn now to halacha. Let's look at halacha. The Rambam, Perek Tes, Hilchos Machlokes Suras, halacha Gimel. Ain osur min haTorah, ela b'sar behem haTorah, b'chala behem haTorah. Shenem alo slash agadi b'chala b'mol, ugdi hu kola v'lar ha-shor, v'lar ha-seh, v'lar ha-eiz, ad she'ifro, v'yom ha-gadi izin. Like that Gemara in Kufi Gimel. Okay, v'lo nem ha-gadi b'chala b'mol, ashe nivar kos v'hol, we saw that. Avo b'sar behem haTorah, b'chala behem haTmeya, o b'sar behem haTmeya, b'chala behem haTorah, mutar l'vashe, l'mutar z'bano, v'ain chayla al-kos mishum bos v'chala. I did not hear the chalisa and so on. Okay, that's halacha gimel. Halacha dalet. It was rinatzi. B'chein b'sar chaya ve'of bein b'cholav chaya bein b'cholav behema eino osur b'achila min haTorah. It's pasuk in the Kiva. B'sar of there is no isur min haTorah. Halafichach mutar b'ashlo if we can cook it, and also mutar b'anah. Right, but osur b'achila v'divrei sofer. Why? Kidei shelo yifshehu a'am. And the Rambam is a little wordy here, but he says, it's funny, should do a search where that appears elsewhere. Osir b'achila, right, we're in agreement, we pass the Kiva. Psar of b'chala is certainly osir b'dabana. Why? People shouldn't come to sin. They'll end up eating Bas Chalav Shal Torah, meaning Shar Behema Torah and Chalav Behema Torah. Okay? So they asked all Bas Chalav, lest, right? Lest you come to eat real meat with real milk, real kosher meat with real milk. Therefore, they asked everything Kol was the chol. Okay? Rabban. This is a little wordy kid there. I don't know. Well, I just, first of all, don't agree, but Rabban strikes me a little wordy here. You know, I have to figure out what he's getting at. They shall you show home, and I'll make a mistake, and therefore, okay, I don't know. But let's take a look. Just the horror. I didn't see the notion can't deal with that. Now, the question we could ask, and that's what the Magen Mishnah and the Lechem Mishnah both dealing with, one second. Once we're dealing, when we're saying, especially in the language of the Rambam, we're saying that lo yifshua on, we don't want people to make a mistake and eat chicken with milk, because that may lead you to eat red meat with milk, right? I mentioned to you again, in English also, we refer to as chicken and turkey, we refer to their meat as meat. We call it meat, dark meat, light meat, we refer to it as meat. And it's often served together, okay? Sometimes the fancy chasas, like I said, you get a piece of chicken and a piece of meat, both, on your plate, together with whatever vegetable, right? Well, it is not far-fetched to say they'll mix up. The question is, one second, once the Rabbanan made that gzera, why not say that they made the gzera also on Bishon Hanah from Sarov? Right? Why not suggest that they made the gzera all the way? The whole thing is a gzera, shalom yifshu ha'am, right? People won't make a mistake and mix up chicken with what we'll call red meat, animal meat, bird meat, or poultry with animal meat. So why didn't they also, at the same time already, aser cooking and I know also? Not the rice, obviously, of course not. But why did they aser? Okay, that's what the Magen Mishnah is dealing with. So the Magen Mishnah says, quotes the Mishnah, Chulin and so on. And the first part, he says something which I'm going to come back to. But look at the third line. Farish Arbeinu, the high levashel lecholu. You see, because when it says levasho, it means lechol. Okay? Just a second. Yeah. See, I guess you have to look at the beginning. I would say it for just a second, because I'll come back to it in a moment. But look at the first line. He says another mission, which we didn't see yet, but we're going to see at the beginning, the very beginning of the parak, Kalabasar, the name, the mission from which the parak gets the thing. It says, Kalabasar, Asher Levashel B'Cholam, Chutz Mimsar Dogim B'Chagav. You're not allowed to cook any meat with milk except for fish and Chagav, like grasshopper or whatever, some types of locusts, okay, which are kosher, there's some kosher ones, right? So it's hard to meet. We don't say Ashkazim don't eat, but they'll come back to that another time. But anyway, to Kalabasar, implying even Sarov. Okay? So, Rambam learns when it says Levasho, Kol Abasa also Levasho, it means Lechol. Why did it say Levasho? Because that's the language of the Apostle. Lishna de Kro Nakra, even Bishop of Achilo, Nesu Chaiva, of Amid Ibrahim. Shall also some of Achil Babad, Neachil, Bosom Behema, Hamatsu. Okay, I will Bishop of Nolo Nesu. So he's addressing a different issue. The Magen Mishnah, but he's saying that it can't be that when that Mishnah says also levashel, it means bishul, it means achila, okay? Because psar ov and psar chai are mutter to cook, okay? When that Mishnah says kolabosar also levashel b'chol, it means eating. I use the word bishul. Listen to the Torah. The Torah also says lo levashel when it means achila, okay? As well, so it's just listen to the Torah. Even Rabbanan, it's not. Even Rabbanan, there's no Issa Bishul and Hanah on Sarov. Why not? Shalo also, our question is why not? So here it says it parenthetically. Shalo also, Rechubah Me'achilas Psar Behema Hamotzu. Abu Bishul Hanah Lo Nesru. Lo Yafu Kocham Psar Behema Tahora. He says, they weren't going to make it stricter, okay, than Psar Behemoth Tahorah in Chalav Tameya. Or Psar Tameya in Chalav Tahorah. That we know is Mutter Behanon Bishul. Because he kept saying, you can't eat it because of Tameya. There it said, Pasuk Chalav, not Chal at all. Remember? We said, Psar Behemoth Tahorah and chala beimet tmei is not chal at all. But yisur basim chal is not chal at all. You won't get malchus for eating it. You're not allowed to eat it because it's not kosher, because it's psar tmei or it's chalav tmei. But it's not basim chalav, so therefore it's mutter in bishlan ha'ah. So the Rambam, the Magen Mishnah is saying, therefore, when it came to b'sar of b'cholav, they weren't going to make that stricter than what? Than b'sar behemet tahora and cholav tmeir, b'sar behemet tmeir and cholav tahora. Yeah.
Is that b'sar? Like, you just say, okay, what? Well, just make it stricter.
Okay, but Anachan obviously said, we'll go a little weiter. He says, Alma lo gozu b'shwana ato b'shwana. Me'en agzera ela al achil b'vat. Okay? So he gives a reason. He says, "V'afop he sheyesh lidchos, the shiny hasam sheyesh echarim kvar osu b'achila vein lachos shem yochlein." Your point is from a different angle. The strength of the question is, "Well, wait a minute. Over there, I understand why they didn't aser bish by b'sar behemah tahora in chalav tmeya or b'sar behemah tmeya in chalav tahora. I understand why they didn't pile on an iser bishul hanah. Why? Because we're not worried you're going to come to eat it. Why? Because it's treif anyways." Nothing to do with basar b'cholav. It's non-kosher meat or it's non-kosher milk, one way or the other. However, al b'chay v'ol b'cholav should call echad b'fnei atzma head there. Okay, so gozo should goes up bishar anano. Shem over the isra chila. Shem should goes bishar halal shulchan k'mo shizbar. Okay, nonetheless, gil charek zeri b'zeu da'asav enos lo nes al b'chol b'bad. Nonetheless, she doesn't really say why. Okay, but logic would have dictated, perhaps, an economy. And we'll see later, not only even put on the same table, we know better, right? Okay? But even though you could have said that, Zeu da'asavinu, so nasa ela b'achila b'vai. They didn't want to make it any stricter. Why? I don't know. Okay? The Magen Mishnah amplifies your question. Not only did not establish, there's a good reason why it's different. Nonetheless, that's the sheet of the Rambam. So it leaves us hanging a little bit. Magen Mishnah, what's the logic? So, the Lecha Mishnah, 22, that same din, Machos Yisus, Perek Tes, Lecha Dalet, Kosa Rabba Magen, Belo Yofu Kofam, Beina Gzera Lachila, he just said, the Magen Mishnah said, they didn't want to go further. They didn't say why. He says, near it seems to me, that Tam, who the Bachila, who shu Taiva Lecho. Okay, it's a Gzera Shalai Yovu Lassos. Havalo gozu bishul de ein zed var taiva klal. Okay? What do people want to do? They want to eat it. You ever hear a guy has I have a big taiva to cook chicken and milk. Okay? And so afraid if you're going to cook chicken and milk, you'll end up cooking meat and milk. The Elohim said, he was saying it's balbata sort of, but he says, because that's not, we're not worried about people doing it. We're not worried, we're worried about people eating. What about people eating, right? That your taiva is to go eat the chicken with the milk. All right? No one has a big taiva to go and cook it. All right? So, v'chein ha'no, eino near a taiva k'mo achila. V'yore heter ha'atzman achila came to toiv l'acho. Zem matzosim b'kuntri sechad. I saw that somewhere. It's in the Lecha Mishnah. I don't know where. You can tell us where. Maybe someone knows. They can, you know, super common to figure out where it is. But anyway, that's the din. So,
that's just traditional, not for
hana. What?
That's just possible.
Yeah, then he says, I don't also have such a big title for it, other than eating. I don't know if the children want to sell it. I don't know. But that's a Lecha Mishnah. So, bottom line is, for whatever the reason, they weren't getting go there. I mean, you could argue it's there and there. Right? The whole Zeho. In other words, you could argue that the Lecha Mishnah, the Magen Mishnah had to dismiss that. Okay, the Magen Mishnah dismissed that. But you could argue that it's there and there, because they made it there, don't eat it. Okay, so why didn't they? And then I would say, don't cook her. That's a zero. I don't think it's. I think that's the Magen Mishnah is right. It's not zero. It's zero. We're all the same zero. All right, but all right, they weren't gozer. Lemaisa, you know, I find it less than fully intellectually satisfactory. But okay, you know, that was kach gozer, and that's how we passed the Shulchan Aruch finally to get up to Har Siman, Pesach for Gimel, Ubsar 32:23, Ubsar Chai Ba'Ov, Afilu B'Cholof Tahora. Mutter bepishlano, the afbachilu ena oser elamid rabbanon. Okay? Shar chayv of is mutter bishlano, and even achilu, we know we pass it, gotta keep it. Even achilu, it's only oser de rabbanon. Okay? Because Chechuba points out, so on Zion 24, the same thing is the reverse. Hu adin imcha, bisar behema Torah, becholam chayv. Okay? you know, ain't also without Torah. So we're taking up the world. Oh, there's no chov to talk about. Okay, but, you know, that he points out. Okay, now, the Shach, in Sukkot and Dalet, so we design Sukkot. Da'as HaMechaber, book 25. The Bsar Chai Ba'ov, Eino Osir Ba'achila, Afil Derek Mishol, Amav Da'abonim. In other words, don't say, oh, it's because one could. No, Afil Derek Mishol. Derek Mishol is the Torah, so other types of things are Da'abonim. But here, even Derek Mishol is Amav Da'abonim. Umutur Behano Uvishol Gamre. However, let's remember that phantom Shika, okay, which Tosas quoted. So listen to this. Continues the Shach. Umaharshal, the Habab, who are fairly important poskim, the Marshal and the Bab, Tolu Atzmon, the Divrei Maharai, that's the Chumas Hadesh, which is called Isolain, okay, Bagosh Haridus, when I involved, the Masha Kosa, Kosher Lahokel, Neger HaTosus. Tosus, that Tosus that I showed you, back in source number 11. Kofiyot Gilman Aleph, Sar Behemah Torah, where Tosus introduces us to what I'm calling the Phantom Shita, but he calls it Rabbanan, and the Marshal, and the Bach, based on the Chumash Hadesh, says, guess what? If Tosus is right, if that Diyuk is correct, if there is another Shita in the Mishnah, and it's the Rabbanan, we should pass him like them, because Halach Rabbi Kiva, only Mechavero, not Mechavero, not against the Rabbi. So even though Tosus didn't punch it out, the Marshal Bach learned that there is such a tradition. There is such a shita. The Rosh said we saw that the Rif obviously doesn't hold that way because he passed the Rekiva. Okay, but others do. So therefore, they held because Kosher Lachol Megadatosus Lechach Posku the Bsar Chayv Of Bechol of Deoraisa. Well, you said maybe the hold is Deoraisa, right? You said the Taka is the shita. Okay, that's Deoraisa. Uvesifre Exactly Dibre Haom Mishud Rabbanan Min Hashas. Okay. However, I think that the rise in the Gemara is Rabbanan. The Heveis Yisham Shekain Das Harbe Poskim Ol. The Shaaf the Shaaf basically dismissed this. He says that in Marshal and Bach, important post, he says the Rove learns not that way, and he says that even the Tumas Hadesh himself wrote Kosher LaHakel Neged HaTosus. You know, rubbed in the wrong way to go against Tosus. They didn't say, okay, Kosher LaHakel Neged HaTosus Gvina Achar B'Sar Ol Miyad. But he was talking about it that they have to wait, and maybe you don't have to wait if the chicken eat chicken and cheese together. The truth like that says kosher lahakel neged in that case, but it's certainly drabbanan. Okay, I'm just showing you we're so used to in our approach that bsar ov is a drabbanan, we don't even think about it, right? Of course it's drabbanan, but now we see it's a machlokes, and it could be that there's a sheep. It could be that the sheep that bsar ov is deraisa. Okay? And there are poskim in the Marashal and the Bab. We'll learn that way. If you don't mind, I just want to have another few minutes. I just want to go a little weiter to start the next time after it's a continuation. I just want to point out to you that it's not so, because we touched it already, it's not so wild. It's just that we're not used to thinking that way, because we are, you know, again, the Shomron, we're passing the Kiva, so Sarah Ophel is on the bottom. We know this. Okay, we're so used to thinking that, we don't realize another Shita, but if you take a look, in that Mishnah Chula, I'd say we get up to it. That's what I want to do. We just saw it in the Magad Mishnah. Look at 26. The Mishnah on Kuf Gimel and Beis, the beginning of the parak called Kol HaBosar. Okay, Kuf Gimel and Beis, no order Kuf Da'al and Al. The Mishnah says, Kol HaBosar, Osu Levashu Becholot, Chutz Mibsar Dogim Bechagogim. Okay, Balabatish, you know anything, you read that Mishnah, Kol HaBosar, that includes Bzarov. Pashtus in the Mishnah. You're not allowed to cook it with milk. Except for dogim and chagavim. Dogim is fish, I guess. Well, chagavim is certain types of, grasshoppers and local. We know the Torah allows certain kinds, depending on how their legs are positioned. Okay? Again, Ashkenazim don't eat. The Sfaradim do. I remember hearing, Rav Kafach, the great Sfaradi Chacham, which we translated the Persian Mishnah and in tradition of the Rambam, the great Yosef Kafach. So, my brother-in-law had something to do with him at one point. He's passed away, but my brother-in-law had something to do with him at one point, and they were talking about it. So Chelas, other things. So we were talking to him, he grew up in Yemen, and they would sometimes have, they just had not long ago, so I think last year, in the Middle East, these plagues of locusts, not just like, Arba, You've seen the videos, no? Of these locust swarms, unbelievable, right? So he said, he was a kid growing up in Yemen, that he was a Sfaradi, obviously, Yemen. So he said, when he was a kid, the Jews were always happy when there was a plague like that. Why? Because it ruined the Arabs' crops, because they would persecute them. And he said, we had snacks, abundant snacks. We had the locusts, we'd eat them. I couldn't. It's hard to imagine, but the people like them. So years ago, my brother was involved, and there's also a couple of people, they made what they called the halachic dinner. You ever hear about that? The halachic dinner. They fixed the whole dinner of different foods that are rarely eaten but are kosher, like quail and pheasant and different things. And they put out a little a guidebook with it to show the posting what they say about it and so on. So certain types of meat. And so Rabbi Tendler, Shlita, here, he was there. He told me he went. And he ate, he said, but they served chocolate-covered locusts for the dessert. He said, that's where I drew the line. that I wasn't going to eat. We're not used to it. Ashkenazim don't eat. Anyway, but anyway, go back to the Mishnah. So it says, cholav, asur cholav. Not only that, but for asur lahalos imagdin al shulchan. And you're not even going to put them on the same table, which we'll talk about. It's the next simon. Or a couple of simon, right? So, he's chutzim b'sar gogim al gogim. And hanodim in a basar. A guy takes a neder. He says, I'm not going to eat meat. Mutter b'sar gogim al gogim. Okay? Now, again, notice what's missing here. Okay? So Rashi says, look at Rashi there, full kukim obeys, let's finish up. Kol ha-basar, also wash b'chol, da'afagad, da'marachman ha-gedi, hu adin l'chai v'oth. Okay? Umiflet pligi, l'kamon, ikal amandam ad-arayis, ikal amandam ad-arabonam. Okay? So, at least with regards to chai, Rashi hedges his bets here, because we didn't see anyone says d'arayis, unless Rashi is agreeing with that tosis that you can be the diet for the mission. That's a possible Rashi, because he says, ikal amandam ad-arayis, really who? When it comes to oath, okay, yeah, chaya yosagluti. So you could say Rashi is just, he meant chaya, but anyway, he's referring to that. But kolabos includes the poultry, and also the halos. And I want to put on the table here. Dilma asal mechlinu, because you may come to eat a kadodi, the karnagi, but the kadodi afkash mutalechom sa acher gvira. Even if you eat meat after shooting, that's a different issue, okay. And as far as the darim though is concerned, top kuftal and off 28. I know them in a basar, okay? Call a noder ain't diet alacha loshim le'adam. When you take a med there, you think you meat. Do you call chicken meat? So do I, right? So meat means all meat. We don't call fish meat. We don't call grasshopper, locust meat. Okay, but this we do, loshim le'adam. Okay? Now, the Rashba there, Kulin points out, which we saw already in the Magen Mishnah, okay, Kuf Gimel and Beis, that Rashba, this Rashba, it's call a basar, also a vash, because this is the Kornak, it's called Sabash. Well, that would seem to include poultry. That's a simple reason. That's a simple point. Okay? And then the Ritva also says, right? I feel a bishul churav. Okay. That kol avosa also includes everything, even without bishul. All right. Anyway, this explains the flow of the sugya. In other words, it has to tell us that the bishul is also, even if you're not planning to eat it, that other sugya that we learned about, and the bishul also by itself. Okay, but I just want, if I can just 1 second, Ramesh, one more. Okay, look in the Gemara on that mission. The Gemara on that mission, Kuf Dal and Aleph, 31. Ha'of, Asa Midaraisa. Right, the simple reading of the Gemara. The Of is Asa Midaraisa, which is like that phantom shita. And that's a simple reading. Gemara says no. Come on, the low Rabbi Akiva, the Rabbi Akiva, I'm a chayav of him in the Torah. It's not like Rabbi Akiva, okay? So now the Gemara that has the answer of Ashi Omar, Kula Rabbi Akiva, he, the Achi Kamar, Kol Abasar Asu Levashu B'Cholav, Mehen Midibrei Torah, or Mehen Midibrei Sofer Mchutz Mibasar Dog Mechagovim, Shein Alom Midibrei Torah Midibrei Sofer. In other words, Alpi Pashtus, it includes poultry. You have to rework it. What's Rabbi Akiva going to do? He's going to say, when it says, kol ha-basar, you're not allowed to eat meat with dairy, kol ha-basar, osur, lechol, b'cholav. Yeah, it's osur, it is osur. Kol ha-darbonah. Some d'oraisa, some d'arbonah. And when the Mishnah makes that blanket statement, that kol ha-basar, except for fish and locust, okay, is osur, cooked with milk, the Mekim will say, yes, it is osur. I'm not arguing. The only thing is, sometimes, some of the things are d'oraisa, and some of the things are d'arbonah. You follow? I just want to point out from that Gemara, I want to say because my Gemishan said it, okay? We're going to continue tomorrow, okay? I'll just finish up the Rashi, okay? First, we thought, Kasacha, that I used to have seen the Raisa come up. But yet it's against the Bekiva. So Bekiva says, 32, Kulam Kuvdal and Allah, Bekiva says, okay, but the pashas of the Gemara, it's not so weird to think that there's a shita that is doraisa. So Rekiva explains it away, and now we could argue good for Rekiva, but do we pass it that way? You know what I'm trying to do? I'm just trying to show you this concept of sarof being also called doraisa. It's not some wild, strange marshals. There are some unusual marshals, yes, okay, but this is not so way off base and wild kiddush. That way. Okay, so Rashi explains that Rekiva can get out of it. It's not a kash against Rekiva. It doesn't mean Paschal that way, though. Okay? That's one of the get. We'll finish up this point, but tomorrow we'll get to the bottom of the system. Okay, have a good one.